Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to We Love to Hate Everything. I'm Jody, and along with my long-distance bestie Amanda, we live to break down all the things we love to hate. Each week, we scour TV, TikTok, and pop culture and deliver you our unfiltered, snarky takes on everything. Take a moment to subscribe on YouTube so you catch all our live streams and shows, and follow the links in the banner to subscribe to our free weekly podcast and two Patreon shows, We Love to Hate TV and Total Request Podcast, where you request the shows and we break them down. Once subscribed, you have instant access to our massive library of hundreds of past shows and recaps. We promise you'll love it. And listen, we're all friends here, so let us hear from you in the comments. We love getting to know you, and we hope you enjoy the show. All right, let's go. Hello, and welcome to We Love to Hate Everything. I'm Jody.
And I'm Amanada, and I needed to change my name back. John makes me change it to my actual name
for Amanda.
Professional sake. Amanada. Hello, everyone. This is a very important episode because this is Jody's going on a little hiatus just from the YouTube. Everybody calm down.
Yeah. Little mental health break. Who knew?
Who knew?
Life can be stressful. We had Cat the cartoon.
Thank you everyone for actually tuning in. I know it's, I feel very out of sorts because it's Friday and we're doing this. It feels like a Monday.
Feel footloose. I hate Mondays. And fancy free.
Yeah, let's that's a Garfield reference. Let's bring in our guest just right off the top here. Yay. Remember to unmute Joan. We got my co-host for Pod and the City. Which is man, we're going viral.
Yes.
But this is my co-host, John. You all know him from my Teen Mom days. He's done a lot of TRP episodes with us, and he's probably done main feeds too. And he will be kind of taking over for Jody while she goes on a little hiatus until Sister Wives returns. Then she will be back. Darlings, don't
yeah,
worry.
But bays need to like launch. You got to launch yourselves out into the
We're pimping it out. We're poaching. So here's Joan. Hi, John.
Yes, I'm a whore. Please subscribe to Pod in the City. Hi, everyone.
So here on the bottom of the screen here, we're going to be doing this. It's going to be pretty much the same structure that me and Jody do, but me and John will probably add our own like spin on it. And but to watch that, you need to go and subscribe to us on YouTube because that's where these will be from now on. And then I will post the audio to our main feed on iTunes, Spotify. So youtube.com/@PodAndTheCity.
That's
check
right.
It out.
Oh, look at Wally in the background. Sorry. Cute little dog.
He's very cute.
Aww.
Should we talk about more about the transition or?
Well, hold on. I think we should like do a little backstory of how you and John came to be. And then also how he came to be known as Joan, because some people are like, who is John? That's Joan. Even I, before I'm like, hi, John.
I know. You know, like I'm good with the Joan, but you know, I got to be like professional.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I'm on my best behavior knowing both your moms are watching.
Oh well. Yeah. Yes. We have our moms are our biggest fans, probably. I would say.
What it's is probably that like? Tell me.
Yeah. When your mom like supports you and all.
Wait, like she knows what you're doing? Wow.
Well, okay. Jody, here's the secret. Me and John are both only children.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That, yes.
That yes. makes sense. You are exactly. the only one. I'm the fourth of four, therefore forgotten. Yeah. Also known as forgotten.
Oh, what's that like? I wouldn't know.
Well, yeah, like no, our parents are just hyper focused.
They're
on
not
us.
Amused or dazzled by anything. By the time they got to four, they're like, "Uh-huh, cool."
Let's get our banners over with really quickly. This week on Love to Hate TV.
Okay, pause. You did ask how we met, correct?
Yes.
And we just okay, actually, going, we I'm literally to... just skipped that entire.
I'm going to transition that into the next thing I have planned. Okay. I promise. There's a whole there's
I mean
a
whole podcast mommy's got it covered, baby.
Don't you worry. There are things going on in this. The hamster is going double time on that wheel. Yep. Smash that like. Okay, this week on We Love to Hate TV, we're doing Sister Wives season 10. I wrote season 0. God, I need to recheck my shit. Episode 1, Catfishing Fallout, part 2. Part poo.
See what I did there? Amanada. Yeah. Graphics.
Graphics. And on TRP, we just put out Daria, season 3, episode 5, The Lost Girls.
Boom. I listened to it. It was great.
Thanks, Joan.
I listened.
Yeah, a little ahead of her time. Were you even born when Daria was on?
I watched
She's
Daria.
She's only 3 years younger than me.
I did.
It's a whole different.
Because I think you like, said it was from generation. 99. Right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I was like 13. So yeah, I was like heavy and oh yeah. I was like, oh my God, this is what high
school. Oh, you were cool from the get go. Okay.
I mean, again, I was an only child and like I kind of like supervised television time.
Oh, I love that.
All right. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok. Smash that like.
That's right.
Smash that like for Jody because you're not going to see her for a few months. And if you want to submit a TRP request, please email amandajody1@gmail.com or you can just email us through Patreon. I think that's it. Okay. So let's go into how me and Joan met. And Joan, I'm going to let you take this over and then we're going to segue into the things that you sent me. I'm just going to play a couple of them.
But quick question. Didn't we very first meet before we did the infamous production of Godspell? We had met before that.
Yeah, because we did Music Man. Brad was Harold Hill and you were Marcella.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I need to find that photo. Am I allowed to find the photo? And I'll upload it if you give me a minute.
Oh, yeah. Brad will love that, actually.
Was that before that? No, I think Scarlet Pimpernel was before that. No?
No, Music Man was first.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so that's how we met, but we didn't really become friends during that because
yes, we did.
Okay,
what
but
are you talking about?
Okay, but here's my recollection of when we did Godspell. All right, I went to the auditions with some other people because they asked me to audition. Like, they were like, "Oh, we're gonna audition." I'm like, I had never done a show. That was like the third musical I'd ever done in my life. I mean, I had performed like in choirs and stuff. Anyway, so I went and then those people didn't get cast, but I did. And then so I knew Amanda and Brad and that's where we like kind of really, our love affair really blossomed. Our throuple really ignited in that moment.
Oh, for sure. And I think it was just three people who just kind of equally don't give a shit, but also like want the show to be good. I don't take this seriously.
We were also kind of outsiders compared to the other people. Like the other people were really good friends of the director. That's what I remember is they all were really good friends with each other. And I didn't know any of those people at all. So I was kind of an outsider. Plus I was 18. Plus I was hot headed. Plus I said whatever I wanted. And what ended up happening was really set it off was we had like a music rehearsal and I wrote on Amanda's MySpace page, just on public, because I, at this point, I didn't really know what MySpace was, you know? And so I didn't realize that it was public, I guess. I guess I didn't realize that they could have read this. And I wrote, oh my God, I can't believe I have to sit next to the this guy who like sings off key. He's so terrible. He's like blasting in my ear. I can't even remember all this
true
shit.
Though.
And yeah. It was. Yeah. Well, the boyfriend of this guy, the guy who I was writing about, read this on Amanda's MySpace and then wrote me an email that was like,
oh my God, I forgot.
This
about
man,
all of this.
You, do you even know who you're talking about? This man was a part of opera companies around the country, blah, 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 blah. And oh me, I'm like, I literally was like, I don't know. I don't know. I was, again, 18. I think they were 30 something, likely 30 something.
Okay. It was the work. That said, me and John are gonna do like probably a 3-part episode where we just break down every second of that.
We do, because I have some clips. Like I have literally a I have the full video version of Godspell
VHS.
Yeah, we got. I have it ready and ready to go. So if you guys are wanting to subscribe to our channel, you'll get a chance to.
I got it.
Oh, that was from our Music Man production, and I played Brad's like sidekick guy.
How
Amanda? Yeah, get your face on the other side. Let's see the adorable former couple. Oh, other side.
You can't. Oh,
really?
Oh, there we go.
Oh. Okay. Brad was so pissed when that picture got published, and then there was this.
Well, someone made a Facebook or a MySpace or Facebook page that was like, "I hate Arizona Theater" or something. Like, Arizona Theater
sucks.
They used that as like the cover photo.
They put this. And it was Arizona Theater. Oh shit!
We know the person who did that too. We knew that person.
Yeah, I know.
So
anyway, let's set this up. I have a couple of clips to play here, Jody. I got some stuff lined up here for your swan song before you take your hiatus.
Oh God, this can make me sad.
Not your swan song, but no, it's not sad. Okay, so we're in Godspell, and there's we talked about this yesterday, by the way, on me and John's first live, which went pretty well. Like at one point, we had 15 people. It was lit.
Yeah,
it was actually
kind
of stressful.
I loved it.
No, it was. Aww. It
we did some ASMR. I did chip chewing. It was.
Oh, I like that.
Some people, I'm not sure some people were feeling it, but I was loving it. So.
I don't know if they were feeling the fantasy.
Someone wasn't liking it.
Somebody wasn't liking it. I have these clips. I have a couple. Okay, so just for me and John we're kind of partners, and we had to like participate in this song that this other girl was singing. And then so there's that. And maybe I didn't even, did I do that? Hang on. I have a, damn it. Okay. So I won't play.
So with this piece, we had to be like backup people for this girl who was like pretending to be a lounge singer in this moment. No, Amanda?
I don't think I have that clip. I have the clip of the recorder. So
okay.
Set that up.
Well, we also, oh God, okay, I'm so excited. The song that I sang like has recorder solos in two parts of it.
Whoa, wait, wait, hold on.
Girl.
Time out. Like recorder, like three blind mice.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Yes.
If the you worst don't know instrument spell, ever created.
Yeah. There's two separate times. Halfway through the song, there's a recorder solo while Jesus
and it goes on and on.
For a long period of time. And then at the end, the recorder plays off the song. Okay. Now, the person assigned to play the recorder just so happened to be the person who wrote me the note about their boyfriend being like an opera singer, etc. I'm gonna keep that private, because that person still probably wants to kill me, which I get.
He hates you.
I've changed, but so we mentioned every time he played the recorder, it was fucked up. Oh. I mean, basically.
And everyone knew. Everyone basically. In the building knew.
And we would laugh during it. We would have.
Oh,
we're
I have
supposed
that.
To pretend that we're praying. Literally, the end of the song.
I'm about to show that
praying, and we're
the,
like
the The first little clip I'm going to play here is this little moment that me and Joan have together where we harmonize and we are both clearly looking into each other's eyes and laughing. Like we are both laughing.
The recorder's around this part though. It goes into the recorder.
Yes. No, I'm going to play that second. So it'll be
My butt cheeks are clenched so tight. I'm so excited for this.
It's going to be us looking at each other. And then at one point I like turn. Also, I look way fatter than I actually was. You got a really bad angle when you were recording.
Amanda.
But at one point I turn around and I like pat you on the back like, all right,
because we were Amanda, we were acting. Okay. We were two besties who had gone there to go see Broadway shows. Terrible, you guys.
We're gonna do an episode. Here's the first of us looking at each other, and then I'm gonna go straight into the recorder clip, and you will see all of us. Brad is laughing.
Okay.
Brad is the one who's wearing like a zoot suit, and I am fully over in a 90 degree position.
Wait, okay, so Brad is not wearing this at the time?
No, he's not wearing.
Unfortunately,
unfortunately not. All right, here's the first one.
You. I didn't know that was me singing. I literally thought it was gonna go right into the recorder. I want to die.
No,
I want to cry. My little babies. Oh my god.
And again, this is a video pulled off of a VHS tape.
I'm dying. My mom will love that though. My mom will love that.
But let's go into the recorder. Jody, we're about to go into the recorder. I need you to look at every single person. Sam, somehow, who played Jesus, who is one of my favorite people in the world. He is so funny. He's still in it. He's like, he's stoned off his ass, like, doing this whole thing. And at one point, he like looks up. But everyone else in the circle is looking down and just laughing.
Losing it.
Losing our minds. Here we go.
The dude in the suit is losing it. Whoever that is.
That's Brad.
Oh,
that was Brad.
Like, he's fully, he's not even trying to hide. He's like.
I'm sure this was also, like, days and days into us doing it, too, you know.
We were over it at this point.
I'd be playing that recorder through my nose, like, whistling, laughing, if I was forced to have that.
I actually think the other recorder part is worse. The part in the middle of the song.
But I saved some of you need to just take more clips, but I saved some of those for like our channel. But you can see like if anyone wants to like rewind and just rewatch that, you need to look at every single person because you can tell who like the cool people are and who are the people that are taking this free community.
Oh, I was gonna say they're
show.
Into it. Yeah, there was one chick that was just like
yeah.
She thinks she's in like Rent, you know, she's like we're doing something here, guys.
I'm we're literally just still so shook that you played that whole clip of me singing. I'm
you have an amazing voice. Shut up.
What are you talking about? John, you're not allowed to say anything until you have heard me sing Make New Friends, where Amanda, I'm pretty sure she said it was the worst thing she's ever heard in her life.
Really? She had a really big voice crack. And I like pointed and laughed at her. I was like, my God, your voice. That was
I think
awful.
You said it sounded like I was on like a train track and then it just dropped out. Like,
oh my God. That's so funny. Yeah.
All right. Oh, everyone wants you to sing, John.
Oh, you guys are so sweet. That
sing
also,
for us, Christine.
Again, that was now 20 years ago.
Literally.
Since I was 18 when I did that, and I am now 38. That makes me really wanna. Good night, ladies. Thanks for having me.
Let's let's go into well, we already did housekeeping, but let me play it just because yes. I have ADHD and I need to at least just play these housekeeping. You're not going to see that for a few months, guys. But again, for anyone who's new here, that is Robin Brown's kitchen. That is her actual kitchen, and she's disgusting.
Gross.
Yeah. You know what I would love? John, are you still doing real estate?
Yes, I am. Thanks for John mentioning Mom it. If you're interested in buying any selling real estate in Arizona, you can find my Instagram, John Mom Homes, J-O-H-N-M-O-U-M Homes.
Definitely going there. John done any research into the housewives homes in California?
He's like, there's nothing really to see.
No, unfortunately. Okay. It's kind of all public knowledge. And in fact, you guys seem to have like some of like the most sleuthy people out there that like, I feel like your followers could find way more than I can find.
Okay, in general, I don't know if you know like too much about the Flagstaff area. Mm-hmm. Maybe, Amanda, you've already asked John this, but in terms of property value, in the trees, no trees, what do you think? More valuable, less valuable?
Trees give you more value?
It kind of depends, I guess. Okay, so we have a cabin, and the reason my mom wanted it where it was is because of the tree. Because it's surrounded by trees. There were other options that had less tree surrounding, but some people may choose to have less trees because they're going to put something there. They might put like a horse stable. They may put something else. And then it's like, then I don't have to clear anything.
Horse
stable.
I mean, let's just build a barn for dinosaurs while we're at it. Horses are terrifying, just so you know.
I could never, but.
Okay. All right, because Cody Brown, according to him, any property with a lot of trees, even if it's built upside a hill where there is no grading to build a home, it is more valuable.
The trees, okay, Christine.
I want trees. If I'm especially in Flagstaff, I would want trees. It's a forested area.
I live in pure darkness.
Oh.
I haven't turned on my bathroom light, I think, since maybe twice. I am being serious. Since I've lived in this house, I've turned on the bathroom light twice. Because it's so bright.
Showering.
It's like, I shower in the dark with a candle.
I'm kind of like that too. I have these little like fake candles. And I only use that at night.
You shower in bright light? Like, look at me. You do?
Well, I mean, I don't look at myself in the mirror. I run past the mirrors as quickly as possible. I run
like
just as quick, the same speed as which I run from the bathroom to my bed at night. So the scary rapists and boogeymen under my bed don't grab my ankles and obviously bring me into the underworld. Everyone knows that. Everyone hates light. This is really interesting.
You look better with less light. Like, I mean, well, actually the ring light's okay. But like if you're, you know.
Yeah.
You're like getting it on, you know.
In the shower?
I need like pretty. You don't get it on in the shower? Jody?
Okay, just recently.
You have to be a specific height.
There's a height differential.
Because otherwise you're on your tippy toes the whole time and then you're like calves seize.
Mm.
But the like stand, like what is that like?
I don't know.
You hoist leg up. I mean, you shave in the shower, don't you?
It's
what do you do with your legs? Yeah, but you can't get the leg up on the wall.
It's a different angle.
A wall. Okay. It is a different angle. I get it.
Now, I'm going to do a little crossover here. Remember, I told John the other day about Mole and the very first thing he said to me. Go ahead and say it.
Me?
Yeah.
I could paint you.
And what was my reaction?
I don't really remember.
I was I would think that was cute. Fine with that. Yeah. And you were like, ew, I can't believe it.
Oh, it was like broad daylight. If anyone wants to hear the Mole story, you're going to want to go to our Love to Hate Everything, iTunes, Spotify.
Scroll all the way down to like episode 8, I believe.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. And it is buried exactly halfway through the episode. Yep. But I promise. It is a journey that you will never, like Aunt Diane somehow becomes involved in it.
Of course. Anti-Yang gets involved in everything. If Anti-Yang or Charla Nash doesn't come up within a 7-day period, yeah. like I feel like something's wrong in the universe.
John has no idea who either of those people are.
I'm so actually distracted by the chat in the side. I'm I'm That'll like, happen. What? Oh my God. Yeah, the chrome shower fixtures, I get it. But the thing is, I've fallen in love with my body. So like just pretend. Like fake it.
What's that?
Wait, say that one more time. I want to
Put
that in my subconscious. Say that one more time. No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious. I need to work on this.
Fake it till you make it. Like, pretend you like yourself. Pretend you're an exhibitionist. Like, feel sexy. Feel your fantasy, baby.
Wait, like, what does that mean? Like, pretend you like yourself. And I'm not trying to be funny. Like, I'm serious. Like,
yeah, I mean, like touch yourself.
Look at yourself.
I don't know. Like, you know.
Look at yourself in the mirror and like, okay.
Well, can I give self-love courses, please? I mean,
yes,
that can be a segment on our podcast. Yeah. All right. I guess we already did Hot Topics, but let me go ahead and play it one last time for a few minutes. There's a lot. There's a lot of air at the end there.
A lot of dead air.
A lot of dead air. I know. Okay. Let's go into what are we watching, right? Is that
yeah.
best?
Okay. Yep.
Let's do it.
That really,
really is
loud.
I know. There's no way to control it on StreamYard.
Okay, we all just aged ourselves by about 37 years. We're like,
oh yeah, no. I have sensitive ears.
If I went on Las Culturistas and did what's the thing they do at the end? Where they just like bitch for a minute?
I never.
Oh, my life.
No, I don't think so, honey. I would do it. I don't think so, honey, on StreamYard and just all the fucking issues.
God, right?
Yesterday during me and John's live, I left and then like came back, but you could still hear me. And I was like, I was completely unfazed. I'm like, yeah, no, this is.
Remember where you're like, you just left me. And I'm happens. Like, I haven't touched my haven't mouse touched or my anything. Keyboard. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm in and out. Yeah.
Okay. All right. What are we watching, you guys? What are we watching?
Someone asked if we're watching The Traitors, two, and I did watch Traitors one, and I haven't watched Traitors two yet.
So much better.
I have to get really like, but the first one I remember binging it real, like I needed to see the next episode. Like I could not wait. So yeah. I'm kind of waiting till they back up a little bit so I can watch like 7, 8, 9 at once.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's really good. I think, was it 6 just came out yesterday? I'm fully in. I think it's way better than season 1 too. And John, you watch Housewives. And so with Housewives on there, they got a bunch of Bravo people.
I've seen some of the clips. Like, I guess Phaedra eviscerated Dan,
Big
Brother, last night or something. Mm-hmm. So I've seen little bits. And I love all the people on it. I think it's definitely better this year too because they don't have normies on it. Which kind, like normal people.
Yeah.
Which was kind of like, I think at the end last year, it made you feel slightly bad, kind of, that the normal people lost. But they also were, like, the two dumbest people
right.
that were obviously dragged along to the end because they were dumb.
Well, there's this guy, Bergie, on it, who allegedly was on some, like, Love Island show. But I'm not quite sure because he seems like they just plucked him out of nowhere. But it's a great, great season. I don't want to give any spoilers, but Alan Cumming is amazing.
Love.
He's fabulous every single episode. Last night he had some killer gloves on and this like beret and he had just this little poof of bangs sticking up. It was so good. And Sandra, I don't know if anyone knows this, anyone who's watching, she came out with adult braces, which I fully admire. And then she has this big contusion on her forehead and you can't tell if it was like she got in a car accident or if she's Harry Potter or something. So finally Googled it last night and there's a challenge where they're running around in a cemetery and what they didn't catch on there, or maybe they caught it for a moment, was she was trying to run away from the lights, ironically enough, and just ran head first into a full concrete or marble headstone. So she's got this like gnarly huge scar that I guess she still has now. But so it's a little distracting with that, but great, great season. Trishelle from MTV, all those.
I heard though she's the reason that Peppermint got kicked off. See that? Okay, yep. I forgot about that because I was really excited that Peppermint was going to be on it. And I think now I'm remembering that's the reason I didn't start watching it yet, because I heard she gets kicked off in the first fucking episode. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? They didn't rig this shit. They didn't rig this shit for her to stay longer.
I think she's the first one to go. Yeah.
It's no, you're right, John. Cause it seems like, by the way, for that entire time that you guys were talking, my edible kicked in. And if anyone wants to go and rewatch me just going through like a full existential crisis while trying to seem on it. I'm together now. It seems like they would have like been like, we need to keep Peppermint till at least like halfway through.
Like, come on.
No. Yeah. Trishelle,
she's no name.
Trishelle heard what she heard in like a Karen mentality.
Exactly.
And it twisted and it turned into something that was not said and it didn't happen that way. But it's a really good season.
Anytime drag queens are on anything, I will watch it. Jody, have you caught For the Love of Dilfs? Gotta know.
No, what is that?
Jody missed that one.
It's my new obsession.
It's a show?
Yes, it's a dating show. It's called For the Love of Dilfs.
Where is this on? I'm going to write this down.
TV.
Guess who it's hosted by?
Wait, hold on. Oh, please don't tell me like Nick Lachey.
No.
It's like way more like D-list than Nick
Way
Lachey.
More, I'd say like.
Dave Coulier.
Endless.
It's Donald Trump adjacent. And it's a woman.
Oh God. Oh, what's her name? Marianne Williamson or something?
No. That's what I was running.
We thought that you were going to get it. And we were like, yeah, that's the one. No, it's
Marla Maples.
No.
It's a good guess though.
Give me a letter. This is going to be the longest guessing game ever.
John.
Who is it?
Stormy Daniels.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The clip that I sent Amanda this week is Stormy giving a monologue about how she found her daddy and how she just is so encapsulated with love by finding her daddy.
Wait, For the Love of Dill. So this is finding dads I'd like to.
It's literally a gay show with like younger guys and daddies trying to date each other. But it's so scripted. It's so garbage. But this monologue just like it's set. I was crying laughing at this.
Okay,
trip.
I'm down.
Yeah,
it's over the top.
It's the Joe Schmo show. If it that was actually real. Like it's like they're not making fun of them. Like they're taking it seriously.
Oh yeah, there's no like haha. There's no wink wink nudge nudge.
Like they think they're
all
on The Bachelor.
Like they're wanting you to think of, that like, they think
I want to find love.
Yeah.
Well, the show's all about love. Really thinks she's doing something. Okay. Let's talk about now, John. I know I told
Thanks
you to watch
listening.
This about 30 times. I was listening.
No, I was being kind. I was saying thank you for listening to me ramble about For the Love of Dilfs for
you're not rambling. This is what we do.
No, you're
I know, but I'm a guest. I'm a guest in these quarters. I'm a guest in this home.
John, I told you to watch this 100 times. I feel like you didn't because you never returned my text. It's SNL with Dakota Johnson and Justin Timberlake.
I watched
and the most wasted Jimmy Fallon. Okay.
Well,
let's
part of
discuss.
Him. I skipped
Let's
some.
Talk. this was the first SNL episode in years and years and years that I bailed on. Like after Weekend Update, I was like, I just can't anymore.
I watched
what
the
do you
whole
think
thing,
was the biggest issue here?
The writer? The writer.
Not Dakota
was
Fanning.
So bad.
What's her last name? Dakota
Johnson.
Dakota Fanning. Oops.
I didn't even catch it. I'm like, yeah.
Nepo baby.
Yeah, I would have gone with you.
She's a Nepo
baby. Yeah, another
baby.
Nepo baby.
Not that
I mean, and yes, they made fun of it, but.
Yeah, I was going to say the two guys from, what is it? Please.
That's why that's not funny, too.
Please Don't Destroy. I actually thought that was the only good sketch.
I did, too. But who?
Because it was pre-recorded.
Who are the two guys' dads or moms?
People from SNL.
One is, it's not, this isn't the name, but it's like Houlihan. It's a writer. Okay. An original writer from SNL, him. And then I forget who the other one was. But they are Nepo babies.
Sure. Well, the fact that no one can name who their parents are, like, maybe.
Well, they are technically Nepo babies, and they got the job because they knew their dad was from SNL.
Stephen Higgins is one of them.
Okay.
And someone will tell me what the other one is. His name sounds like Houlihan, but he's just an original writer. So he, yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
Can I throw up our cover and I'll show you exactly why it was so bad?
Yeah.
So
I hate look Justin at this Timberlake.
Shit. Oh my God, John, I love you. Thank God someone else has
have you heard
finally
my,
agreed with me in my life.
Have you heard Everyone my meeting Justin him. Timberlake stories?
Oh my God.
If you want, you can go on, listen to our podcast, our Pod in the City podcast, and I dropped some major bombs on Amanda because
yeah,
she never knew that
bomb
I knew
on
them.
Me. 20 years in, he's like, yeah, I've been to every NSYNC concert because like a really good friend of my mom's was like the tour manager. So I've been to every concert. And
yeah,
I he asked a question. Like... He asked a question and Justin got mad at him.
Quick short story. You go to this like meet and greet thing, or they're doing like a sound check, and you're sitting there watching them doing their sound check. In the very front row, they obviously had people to ask questions that had been already told about these questions, right? They'd already been pre-screened. Okay. I was in the third row of this and I wanted to ask a question. I was like 13, 12 or something. I'm sitting there like waving my arm like this, like a total douchebag. They finally call on me and I stood up and was like, Justin, I just really love your girlfriend. I want to know what's going on with you two right now. Now, mind you, this was in the time when they were like, were they together? Weren't they together? Are they together? Are they broken up? So then when I asked that, they did this whole bit where they like held him back. Like he was going to like come try and fight me. Basically. I do want to mention my painting, though. I painted this myself. Two people
yes,
have commented
John painted
on
that.
It.
Oh my God, John, that's amazing.
It's much nicer than anything that Robin and Cody have in their house.
He's a multi-hyphenate.
No, I love that. I love that painting.
Realtor, I hate Justin Timberlake. Painting. He's a douche. Same.
He's
always
and
been like
ugly.
A douche. He has demolished himself. I did tell Amanda that I think he's on Ozempic, and she told me not to. She told me not to judge people on Ozempic, and I'm not.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying I'm going to judge Justin Timberlake on Ozempic. Sorry about it. Sorry.
Okay, John, I'm going to yes and you because I know Amanda loves improv. I think Ozempic and bad Botox.
Oh, for sure. I think
Look
he's had an eyelift.
His forehead has fallen.
Definitely
upper
had an eye
lift.
Lift
or something.
His eyes are like he's got senpaku eyes now.
Something's wrong there.
Yeah, he did like a lid and then too
you know
much
what?
Toxin. It
his
dropped,
lies and,
so just... and
toxicity are catching up with him. Everything he did to Britney and everything he's done to every woman ever that he's destroyed and just stepped on and shit on and whatever, he can go fuck off. I know a lot of people still love him. Like, trust me, online people are still like, ooh, he still got it. I sent Amanda a TikTok clip of him where he pretends to like fuck someone in his set. Literally, his music, he stops and he's like pretending to pound. Like, right, Amanda?
Yeah, it's
she
like,
didn't even comment on that. She's like, oh, he's on a teeny tiny stage. I'm like, did you miss the ghost
I'm unfazed by stuff.
Okay, he's never been good looking from the get-go. I was always like, he looks like a weird duck or something. And I never thought he was that funny on SNL. Amanda, you'd be like...
Justice for JC. Justice for JC, man.
I don't think he's that funny. He's way overrated.
Something happened this week where... The writers dropped it. I almost feel like it was an aggressive move by the writers to be like something happened back in behind the scenes where they were like, we're going to half ass this bitch because the first sketch was bad. And
Do
like, that's a really bad.
Oh, I thought
yes.
she did.
I just
awful.
Think
she
is so bad.
Oh,
she's an energy
sucks.
Sucker.
Yes.
And I in rewatching them. The rest of the cast, like my heydays of SNL when I would watch it growing up, Sherry O'Terry, Molly Shannon, what's her name? Anna Gasteyer, Will Ferrell, Chris Kattan, these like
Amy Poehler. I love Jimmy Fallon. Yeah. That was a meaty cast.
Well, Jimmy Fallon
saying, like,
and
was
Justin Timberlake butt buddies there. Ugh. Like, come on.
Well, that's the thing. So like I'm excited to like watch this. I'm sitting down, I'm like, okay, just Dakota Johnson, but fine. So Justin Timberlake shows up in this monologue and I was like, fuck. And then Jimmy Fallon, who's already wasted by the monologue, clearly. And again, I've said this many times. I can never tell when somebody's fucked up. I just assume that, like, oh, they're just having an off day. He was so clearly wasted. And then by the time that
are you talking about Jimmy Fallon?
Jimmy Fallon. What did I say?
Oh, I was just recollecting, because there is a big thing that Jimmy Fallon does everything drunk. That's like now what's come out in like the last.
And now I'm starting to actually notice it. But the sketch that they did together, he was so wasted and it kept going on and on. And I was like, and you can tell in every sketch, everyone on stage was aware that this was bombing. Mm-hmm. And on Weekend Update, they started referencing it too. Michael Che was like, love this audience. Gotta love this audience. Yeah.
I thought she was terrible. I thought she had terrible timing. Like, you have one job. This is what you get paid millions of dollars to do, and you can't memorize a couple lines and act a little.
Come on. I think, though, too, her supporting cast around her was so bad. Like, I like that Sarah.
Oh, you guys both like her.
What the fuck is her name? Sarah Sherman. I love her too. I think she's fine.
Yeah, I love her.
But I think putting her and Dakota Johnson in a scene together, their energy sucking both out of it. It's like, so you need to balance. If you're going to have Dakota Johnson being like down energy, you need an up. And like, there wasn't enough of that at all.
Yeah, no, it was at all. And I always fast forward through, well, most of the musical guests, definitely. Through this, I caught a little bit and I was like, oh.
I listened to the first number and I was like, oh, it's fine. Like, it's fine. I couldn't hum it for you right now.
Well, I mean,
his new songs. No,
yeah, it was. I mean,
yeah, I don't like it.
Stream Britney instead.
But I really, I haven't seen an SNL in so many years that has been this awkward to watch, because it's like by the second sketch, they all knew that it was bombing and everyone was just like, we're going to do what we can. But like,
yeah, what do you do?
Exactly what you said. She's sucking the energy out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Not it funny. Was Didn't awful. Laugh yes. once. It was really bad.
And in fact, and I think pains. We're devoting even too much energy. We're putting more energy into talking about it than she put into doing the entire thing. But that's what happens when you're a Nepo baby. You don't have to work hard at anything. I mean, the lady didn't do anything. And then they put her in freaking 50 Shades of Grey. Come on. She had no career. And then you get a blockbuster freaking huge thing because your parents are famous and rich. Come on.
We got big bangs.
I'm just jealous. Again, my Nepo baby argument is always that I'm jealous. I would like to be one myself.
Do you guys want to talk about Real Housewives of Salt Lake City? Because Jody hasn't... We did our last live. We had all the guests on, so we didn't get to do any Hot Topics or What Are We Watching. So let's break down what you thought about the reunion, Jode.
Okay, so I listened to... your episode where you guys had talked about it. I agree with all the looks. I love that you guys agreed that Whitney looked ridiculously stupid and just busted in that yellow dress with the whatever she was doing. And the necklaces. Thank you, John.
The necklaces. Ugh. The multiple pendants. Awful. The multiple Awful. Pendants. Just
Yeah. I mean... I don't know. It's like, I want to hate Monica because she's a horrible human being, but she was such good TV.
Yeah.
I don't know if I need her back because it's going to be like a Mary where there's just
nothing. Well, she's not
there.
Coming back, allegedly.
Yeah.
She's on a break.
Okay. On a break. What do you think about if they brought Jen back? If, like, you know, when she gets out of prison.
I think a hard part with Jen is that, like, okay, with Erica Jane, I'm going to just compare her to Erica Jane because they both were in these, like, scandals of, like, taking money from people. Yeah. Now, I think Erica Jane has also lied off her ass about everything. But she at least did not directly, like, take the money. She may have profited off it in her own life, but she wasn't the one like running the scheme. Jen Shah was like the one running the show. She knew exactly what she was doing. And in my mind, it's like, I don't want to see her. Plus, I think that it's made Salt Lake City a better show. It's not all about Jen Shah having crazy freakouts all the time and throwing shit around and cursing at everyone because she's a felon.
Yeah. I don't know. Just something. I mean, I thought the season was good, and maybe that's why I'm seeing Monica in comparison to the other ones, because Meredith is so boring. She could go. Doesn't bring anything.
Oh my God. We need Meredith. For the nastiness and the rumors. We need her. And her baths.
Amanda likes Seth. You can't
love
Seth Marks.
No, I fucking hate Seth. And he's also so gay. Yeah, gay.
You think?
I don't think so.
Yes! Don't you see how excited he gets when he's like Cody when he's around other straight men? He's like, oh my God, oh my God! He's like a golden retriever. He's so excited.
Okay. See, and I think Seth loves the attention from gay men. Like, he's that straight guy who loves gay guy attention. Because, like, he thinks it feeds his ego, and he also is like, see, I'm a feminist, and I'm a, you know, like, one of those guys that, like, congratulates himself for just being normal. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe he's bi. He could be bi, so. I think that there's a lot more men who are bi than give themselves credit for. Or they might not even realize they're bi.
Yeah, yeah. They've just been taught.
Like, they might get a taste of it, and then they really know what's up. But before they get the taste of it, they're afraid. So
I'm interested to see what this new generation is going to do with, like...
Ooh, Amanda, we're making it serious all of a sudden. And that's, ladies and gentlemen, why the children are our future.
I'm really working through this edible, you guys. I'm doing so fast.
I can tell because mine's just kind of hitting too. And I feel like I just got really loud and I was screaming and everyone was just looking at me.
Stuff like that. That's deplorable.
I'm on an 8 mil. You didn't just start. It's been like a year, Jode.
No, not that long. Not that long.
I remember when you weren't doing anything, Jody.
I know.
What happened? What? You got corrupted. Jeez.
She met me.
I'm trying to cut down on the drinking, but like everything else has gone way up.
I think that's great.
Great.
Okay, so what else you got? I got a couple things too.
VPR?
Haven't watched it yet. How about you guys?
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind.
No,
we talked
about it yesterday.
We talked about it, but we thought we thought we were going to talk about it with you.
Oh, so. I haven't gotten a chance to watch it yet. Was it good though?
It was all right.
See, that's what I heard. I don't know if I saw that on TikTok because people are like, how do you come back or how do you beat up to that high of Scandoval?
Yeah, I think it'll be over after either this season or next season. I'm not sure where they're going to go.
There's not much they can do here.
No, they kind of like
Raquel's not coming back.
Yeah.
And like how, I mean, the guy's a piece of shit because he cheated, but like how long can we keep going with this? Like, you're not the first or last woman that's been cheated on.
Exactly.
You know?
And Ariana, I mean, we talked about this yesterday too, but like she's headlining Chicago now on Broadway. She's Roxy. Okay. And it's like, okay, this is it though. Like you need to stop here and take a break Anne Hathaway style because it's enough. It's enough, Ariana.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Yeah. I have a question. Oh, I can't just skip this. Someone did comment that they think that kids, I'm sorry, and you guys might want to skip this, but I can't. Someone wrote in the comments that they think that kids are choosing to be gay because it's the cool thing to do, and that when they're full of groats, that their sexual preferences will change. And I'm just going to tell you, nowhere, you would not choose to be gay. We are not in a situation where choosing to be gay is the cool thing to do. It's not. We're still persecuted and killed every single day. There are people out there who willingly want to line us up and kill us. I'm sorry. It's the truth. And so sorry about it. I love you guys, but I can't let that sit there because it's not the cool choice. Kids are not choosing to be gay. The reason that more people are out and open is just like back in the day, people weren't left-handed because they thought that that was a sin. It was disgusting. And once they realized that it's okay, they then, guess what? More people were left-handed. So as more acceptance comes, as more things happen, like they have a chance to like understand themselves better and be free for that. So they experiment. Yes, I agree. But experimenting you don't experiment and then have sex. I would just say I'd rethink that thought. And from a gay, unless you are a gay person, I might rethink what you're saying. Just saying. Because from a gay person's standpoint, that literally is kind of upsetting and kind of disgusting. I never had the choice. I never got to choose. And I've been called a faggot every single day of my life. Like, I walk down the street and I'm sometimes afraid. So check yourself. Please, please. Just rethink it.
Yeah.
Just rethink your thoughts. And keep thinking that if you want. But, like, come on, really?
I think
sorry if I totally derailed like, your guys' lives. Sorry. I'm sorry.
I may be like the animal kicking in a little bit, but I would.
No, hope, I was like really into that. Think, I think. Like, yeah.
That kind of like, you know, like the Kinsey scale of like sexuality, right? Like almost the same thing. I don't know, parallel to now we're kind of accepting like autism, you know, like 50, 60 years ago was just like, oh, that weird cousin of yours or whatever. Remember like my mom's cousin, we thought it was a Unabomber. Now I'm like, oh my God. Totally high functioning autistic, right? And now we know like autism, like it's a spectrum disorder. You're like here, whatever. I tend to think, and I could be wrong, and I'm fully open to the idea that I'm a naive white woman, straight woman, right? But that like everyone falls somewhere on there, you know, like it could be way here, like way super straight, way super, you know, gay, somewhere in the middle. So I just think, you know, I mean, I love both of you, but like, I don't really care what either of you does in your bedroom. It doesn't affect me one way or the other. So that's where I kind of stand with like sexuality and things like that. Like everyone's the same person, you know?
I would just say that, you know, take the time to talk to your kids about it and see what their real perspective is.
Yeah.
There is pressure from all sides, but think about the pressure that their parents put on them too. There's a lot of pressure being put on on kids by their parents to be something that they're not.
Is Amanda frozen, John? Hold on.
I couldn't tell if she was just like,
I was just going to ask, am I frozen? But I didn't want to interrupt this. Like,
no, Amanda, you have been like that. I want to say for like a full 2 minutes. And I was like, oh, she's like really thinking hard. So I kept talking.
Yeah, I look inquisitive. I can see the screenshot of what I look like. I look like I'm very confused. It'll come back in a second. It'll come back.
The look at your face. I want that to be a GIF or a meme or something like that.
Okay, John. I don't care.
Here's a way to lighten the mood. This actually happened, and you'll probably know this because I want to say it's from like I don't know, Keek or like one of those olden day things. Someone once said in the chat, "Oh, it's my friend's birthday. Can you wish him a happy birthday?" Oh, his name is Nick.
Wait, hang on. Before you can keep telling this. Wait,
G U R R. And I said, I was like,
Oh no.
I put the comment up, John. Oh, and Amanda and I were like, "Oh, hey, happy birthday." And Amanda said it. I think Amanda started like doing like a little singing happy birthday.
It is. I do want to like go back though. Someone did ask a question. They said, "John, serious question, but I've heard that comment before and wondered if you think it's made because of young girls. Like, is there a difference between gay men and gay women?" I do think that personally, when you're growing up, it is kind of sometimes more acceptable to come out as a gay woman than it is as a gay man. And I think that's tied into the patriarchy, really, because it's better to be in the world's eyes, it's better to be closer to being manly than closer to being feminine. And that's what people associate really with those. Yeah, I've done a lot of dissecting because you go through a lot. You think as a person, you know, when you're judged, when you're told from a young age through religion and stuff that you're going to go to hell, you're going to die for your choices. You're like,
"Oh, are you Catholic too?"
Yeah,
hey,
girl.
The three of us. Who knew the three of us? Born and bred Catholic. Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Jody, face of Ukraine and Poland.
Uh-huh. Oh, wait, John, not to like get too off the subject here. Amanda and I just the other day had to talk about the best Catholic church bangers. Do you have any favorites?
Oh, God. Roll Away the Stone.
I love that you're like, "Oh, God, you know, it's going to take me forever. Roll Away the Stone."
Do you know that song, Amanda? It's like, "Roll away the stone, see the glory of God." So the Catholic church I went to, we did like contemporary mass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That
and our person would play a guitar and like we'd sing like,
whoa.
Yeah. But it still told us that abortion was the worst thing in the world and being gay would send you to hell. So it wasn't that contemporary. They just played like jazzy music.
Yeah. Every priest I ever worked with was definitely gay. Let's get into, I don't know what you guys were just talking about because I had to leave and come back.
I'm just on a soapbox, and I'm really sorry. I know this was supposed to be our introduction to you guys now following and listening to Amanda and I, but hopefully some of you, it strengthened your love for me. And others, maybe we'll get our first hate review.
Next week, ageism and racism.
Will John just
do they exist?
John is so annoying. Tell him to keep his opinions to himself.
Yeah, that's totally what it's going to be. Fine, whatever. I don't give a fuck anymore. Let's talk about... Okay, so we've done all that. Before we get on to Browntown... Okay. We're going to just talk about...
Wait. I have a one more... What are you watching?
Oh,
is that okay?
Ahead. Yes, of course.
Okay, I got into this, and I want to say Julie, our friend Julie, Rusting Bitch Face Pod, had talked about this a long time ago. Naked and Afraid. Naked and Afraid XL, that is. So... Okay. Never what thought I would be in to this kind of show.
Like they're overweight or they're like
are they fat?
No. So they go. Well, these are people who have previously been on the show. This is the only time I've ever watched it. But they're going back. They're going somewhere new and it's for 40 days. But what's cool about it, what I think is that they're just doing it to do it. They don't win money. They're not like trying to vote each other off. No one's got to go home. So it is like purely survival. And then they like meet up with each other and then they have to like make it off to the, it sounds really stupid, but it is so, so good. I was shocked. I liked it, but I really think Amanda after Grey's Anatomy, you're going to want to get that crash card in there and watch some Naked and Afraid XL.
She's braiding. He's crashing. Go, 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 go.
Someone asked XL as in big wee wees, and that's what I want to see.
Let me see.
What is it? Naked and Afraid Magnum.
Around.
They blur it out too much, but I mean, they do get just like disgusting looking.
Oh, no.
But it is, you kind of play the game like, oh, I wonder what his is like, or like, oh, her thing definitely looks like that, you know? But you know what the killer of this is that all the guys, it'll be, they'll line up the like five women and they'll be like starting at whatever weight and they're all down. And the women are like down 18 pounds, down 25, down 28. They go to the guys and they're all like 52 pounds, 48 pounds. It's like, of course they lose it twice as fast and they get to keep all their muscle.
Shocker.
I was talking to my Auntie Debbie. Everyone knows Auntie Debbie. She's a legend around here, a legend. And I was like, yeah, I'm on Ozempic. And she's like, oh, Mike's on that, and my cousin. And she's like, yeah, he's already lost 40 pounds. It's been like a month.
Yep.
And I was like, yep. Wow. I've lost like 10. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So great.
This begs the question. Can I segue this into a question that has been on my mind? And I think it's a great dinner party question, if you will. So,
I forgot we used to do that.
So you know how you're kind of like stranded, right? Or let's say you're in an alive situation, or you're in a situation where you're freezing outside, which we're going to talk about that Kansas City case or whatever. And you have to eat a friend, eat someone you know, okay?
Lord.
What kind of meat... Like, what would your meat taste like?
Ooh, I know what my meat tastes like. Anyway, just kidding. Sorry. That was hanging there.
What would you, like, Amanda, I know what yours would taste like.
I think I'd be pretty juicy.
I think yours would have, like a nice little, like, vinegar, like, kick.
Dill pickle and vinegar.
Yeah, like, because you like that sort of, like, a kick or a tang.
You want to like taste like dill pickle and vinegar? Jesus.
That's like, Canada's favorite chip, Joan.
I think my meat, I'm pretty sure I got this one. Amanda, remember when you cooked that Thanksgiving dinner and you used powdered sugar instead of flour and you said everything tasted vaguely of candy? I feel like that's what my meat would taste like. Thanksgiving dinner, but sweet. A sweet version of it. John,
little kick.
I'm scared of what mine. I don't know. I'd really be embarrassed. I think that actually would probably be the ultimate. I think I'd be too embarrassed for someone to eat me.
No, they're going to eat you. Amanda and I are going to eat you. Okay. Trust me. It's been like 3 days. We're like, John. How do you want this to go?
I don't really know. Like sweetness.
I could see you being like a Texas steak with like a nice like bourbon sauce. Ooh. Or something.
Oh, that's
like
so
a bourbon
that's
rub. So, it's like elevated, like, but also like familiar, you know?
Yeah, I would actually want to be more something a little more like fresh.
Oh.
You know, like I don't know. Yeah.
Like a bar of soap.
Oh no! Like taste like a bar of soap. Or I want to taste like cilantro. So some people think I taste like soap, and some people want to eat me.
Or like a kale.
Oh yeah, like nice that's exactly what I want to taste side. Like. Is kale.
Yeah.
Amanda loves salads.
Kale. She does.
sounds so shocked.
You like salads, Amanda?
She does.
Well, you said it like she wouldn't.
Well, I was trying to give you the segue
of when you make fun of me for liking salad.
Oh, yes, Joan.
Mommies are fighting. Here we go.
What our last meal would be in prison. And I'm like, mac and cheese, eggs benedict, rare steak. And Jody's like, I would just really start with the side salad.
No, I did not talk like Whitney Rose. I said I would want a salad as one of the sides, because I like
why?
I like a fresh
I get
crunch.
It. I totally get it.
Okay.
I love an ice cold like side salad.
Yes.
I love to ice the plate. You ever ice your plate? Baby.
Oh my god.
That is that's gonna take your salad to the next level.
Okay, John.
I did just do a chef's kiss. Sorry. I am a chef's kiss apologist. It's like, it's in my veins. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm really sorry.
Thoughts on a wedge salad?
Oh, I love a wedge, but really? I don't like that it's not cut up.
It's too much work.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay for a job. I'm preparing my food now. Why did I come here?
But they do, you know, usually have a wedge at like a nice, like a steakhouse or something. And it is nice compared with the steak and like the hot stuff to have that. I get it, Jody. I get it. Okay, I would want a cool salad 1,000.
Thank you. We're on the same page as Justin and the salad. Okay, Amanda, what do you got?
I already dumped the picture of the guys that froze to death in that backyard. So, but then you talked about it. But basically, it turned out exactly the way we thought it would. It was boring. They were just like really fucked up.
They're right? Fentanyl or something.
A lot of fentanyl. 30.
You have to be careful with that. That really is scary.
That's what the.
I'm not okay. Stop. I'm sorry. I was just laughing and smiling at the comments. I'm not laughing at these people ODing on fentanyl. I'm just like had a realization. I'm laughing at Salawalawe who said, "I can't believe you said you love a wedge, but that's cut up. That's the wedge." I'm laughing at that, and you're talking about people overdosing on fentanyl. I'm sorry.
Amanda freezes up when we're talking about sexuality. It's just like,
I'm like.
I need mine to freeze now for a few minutes.
Fentanyl was what they gave the paramedics gave me when I shattered my ankle. And like I'm sure I've said this before, but it was a 5-minute drive to the airport. And she's like, "Do you want more fentanyl?" And I was like, "Oh, no, I'm good." And she's like, "I'm telling you, like, I can give you as much fentanyl as you want. And once we get in there, they're not going to give you any. So let me know when to stop."
Wait, to the airport? Do they fly?
Not the airport, the hospital.
Oh. You've been watching too much Grace.
Along with that. I was like, she totally got airlifted.
They're harvesting your ankle bones to fly off somewhere else.
Did they fly you directly to what's it called? Sloan
something. Sloan Grace Sloan Memorial is now what it's called. It's changed names throughout the years. Don't get me started. Anyway, that's what they gave me is fentanyl. And I mean, the second they hooked it to my veins, I was like, oh.
Sweet relief.
My ankle was like,
dude, do you remember when Charlie, my son, was in the hospital for like 2 weeks and he was on like pain meds and they started giving him Dilaudid. And within, I mean, half a day, he was like Steven Asante, like pressing the button for more. And I'm like, oh my God, we're going to have a problem. We're going to have a problem here. Yeah, you get a taste of the good stuff.
Let's really quickly explore Gary Shirley, hottie with the body from Teen Mom.
I often fantasize about Gary Shirley.
Yeah, I love that you actually do know who that is. He's been kind of absent from Instagram for a while, but they have done, they did a little cake contest. This is apparently Leah and that other annoying one with the red face did a cake making contest.
Emily.
I don't believe that either of these girls made these. There's no way a child.
The color is off on that first one. Go back. Who is eating frosting that's been dyed that color? That is. That's great. Coming out looking like the exact same.
Plus the red. So it's going to look like bloody gray stool. Oh. But there's no way a child made this. Sorry.
No.
That looks like the kind of like ice cream cake you'd get at Cold Stone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that cake, Amanda?
Oh, get out of here, Gary.
Ooh. Okay, Gary's in his daddy era. I'm not
into
Gary.
He's not into Gary at all.
He's 100% on Ozempic. Oh, he is?
Okay, can you show us some more? He looks vaguely familiar to someone.
He looks, I mean, good for him.
Ooh.
I am not into it. I think he does also look like Matt Bear and that they both have smelly... You know,
nether regions,
penises.
Who has a bigger one between those two?
I think Matt. Gary. Oh, you think?
I'd say Matt. Yeah,
But if Gary, like,
I don't actually want to think about either of them.
Maybe.
Anyway, I'm revolted by those two men.
Gary especially made Matt. Breakfast the other day, and oh god, So he's like,
what?
What did you have for breakfast?
That could be pizza. That could be a quesadilla.
What is that?
A frittata.
What really
plus
is that?
English muffin. It's a bunch of, I don't know.
Like, I see an English muffin, but what's that on the...
This. I think that's what it is.
Oh, wait, go it's back. An omelet. It's a folded... Like a oh, he omelet. Folded the omelet and... oh, he cut it.
Yeah, but, okay, but half then... half. It severely overcooked it.
Yeah. I mean, God, you want some egg with that cheese, Gary? Jesus.
Just a little but spinach.
Hey, he has six
cream.
Pieces of spinach on there. That balances it all.
That's how he does it.
Are those with his farm fresh tomatoes, Gary?
Here's your cucumbers, Gary.
That's Matt Amber really impregnated 19 women?
What?
Huh?
Someone said Matt impregnated 19 women.
Oh,
so he yeah. must have something.
Oh, probably wrong. Probably more than that. Matt, yeah, Matt. Okay, do you want to get into Browntown and finish this shit?
Oh. First, yeah, I thought you were going to tell us about Yentl first.
Yeah, no, I watch Yentl. You can tell. You can. There's a lot of stuff. I'm just
wait,
dumping
I think you and I are sharing a Max account because Yentl keeps coming up as like you know continue yeah. watching. And the other continue day,
watching. I'm on my
Paige
third
and
watch.
ADM and I were like, "Are you watching Yentl? Like,
you should watch man. Yentl. Everyone Farm should Girl, watch Yentl.
I do want to. Sorry, I mean yeah, Yentl. Yippee. Farm Girl. Did say she wants me to be a regular, and in case you didn't hear at the beginning, I am taking over for Jody
for well,
you guys
gone.
You guys are like
for 2 months yeah. for 2 months I'm not for, forever
it's gonna be more than
Jody.
2 months
whatever
Dave.
We'll figure it out oh please
oh yeah it's gonna be like till August probably
well let's do it baby let's I can't wait it, to baby. Hear about Browntown. I'm not much on the
no,
sister wives.
No, now that we're talking about Yentl, I think everyone needs to watch Yentl. Hold on. It is a fucking
Jean's
movie.
Asking, are we sharing
yes,
her Max?
Yes, account? We are.
Probably. I don't know. To be
so
honest.
Jean is getting Yentl on her.
She's getting Yentl, Naked and Afraid XL.
Oh my god. Oh it's my god. That's so jarring
girls.
To know that somebody can see my like manic episodes between like midnight and 4 a.m. and just like what I'm watching and like watching 10 minutes of and then switching to something else. yeah, oh, wait, John, do you want to okay, get Yentl in your mind. Get ready for this. Blammo.
Really too bad my reaction was covered by that because yeah. What
you are a handsome
were you
young
in Yentl what was that
no. Well there's
that
there
like
is
your
no...
theater cost your a costume
it was like,
or like...
So it was like this thing called the Kiwanis Festival I made it to nationals with that as Yentl I sang
oh, as Yentl
the... Well, I say
I would hope you'd be dressed as Yentl there. You're not just like your eighth grade chilling. Communion.
Well, I was like, oh, did she go to a I'm show going, with her parents the in theater. That outfit? Or like, that's literally what I was thinking.
No, I'm wearing like an actual prayer shawl here, like an authentic prayer shawl.
Oh, okay. I can see it at the bottom.
You're just at the movies with your parents on a Friday
I'm
night.
This. Anyway.
Only children sometimes can be like that.
Oh, yeah, but everyone should watch Yentl. Every song is amazing, and Barbra Streisand has like the best voice in the world, other than Celine Dion and Whitney Houston. We already discussed. Let's get into Browntown. Ready? All right, hang on. I didn't make a new Browntown clip, so I'm just gonna choose one at random.
I mean, for reference, I've never
John has
watched.
His headphones out.
I've never watched one of these. I mean, no offense to you guys, I just have never watched, so I didn't know what to
well,
expect.
Well, why would you? It is like 4 hours of
wow.
Why would you be faced?
That
by
just
that?
Blasted everything out of my brain all in one.
Wait, I'm gonna
like
click
the
on an
ow at the end.
I know. I'm funny at 2 a.m. I'm gonna play this one. That came in the end, surprised me. I forgot it. It's been a fun year, Jude. Oh, it's been a fun year in Browns.
I picture you just in the darkness with your little candle and the tea with Grey's Anatomy on in the background, lighting the way, and you just being like, no, not that one. That's not the right part. I gotta try this one.
Oh, the farts are akimbo on Canva. Oh my God. So, John, those are the kind of things that I'll be, the kind of animations I'll be making for our segments on Monday.
Well, I can't wait. Looking forward to that over on our Pod in the City channel, right?
Yeah.
Like, you have to subscribe to at Pod in the City in order to see that, right? Same time, though, 3:30.
We're going to do a little cooking segment here.
Wait.
Oh, okay.
John, you don't have to do anything. You just have to sit and also continue to be a guest.
Wait, you guys, you didn't tell me you had like...
I don't know what we're doing. She just said make sure
what
you
are those?
No, Jody has aprons? No idea what this is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
This is...
I feel like I was wearing the same shirt when I opened...
You look like
a Hallmark movie.
Right,
like the love... Like the down on... the Widow Baker... Cupcake Baker.
All right.
Finds love in town at Christmas time or something, you know? Okay.
All right. Now, this is a gift from Boots on the Ground, Jean, our correspondent in the field. And so basically, I just need to set it up because this is 3 entire minutes long. So hunker down.
Okay.
It's a cameo. And
wait, pause. I'm sorry. I need to know what these aprons are. I have no understanding.
One might need to like get a
can you
a
give me a
picture.
Tiny
contacts of some kind?
Like I see it. I think it says Lizzie's, right? Oh, Lizzie's. Yeah. Oh, is that okay? Okay, and that is sorry. I'm gonna try and watch some sister wife.
Who knew? Who knew?
Yeah.
It's Mary Brown's, Cody's very first wife with the dead tooth. She owns this bed and breakfast called Lizzie's Heritage Inn. And Jean, the same Jean, bought us these plus some dish towels that are some of the best dish towels I've ever owned.
Yep.
Amazing quality, Mary.
Jean, have you been there?
She has not been to Lizzie's yet.
Oh, God. I think we should do a podcast meetup.
I don't think I'm allowed in the States, though, because my...
Oh, goddamn. Let's... I forget about that every time.
All right, Jody, are you ready? Are you ready for a little cooking segment here?
Yeah.
From Jean. Let's do it.
Okay.
Hi, Jody. This is from your good friend, Jean. And I don't know what you did, but she wants you to get advice on tacos. So I don't know if you've been making the wrong tacos... I don't know if you've been using taco seasoning or what, but I figured I should do this while I'm making tacos. So let me show. I'll give you the inside. This is the latest version of our tacos that we make. See that sizzling steak? That is my recommendation: flank steak that's been marinated in a spicy tomato paste. Super good. That's what we meal prep for the week. So that's why we're heating it back up. And then, obviously, corn tortillas, they're getting cooked on one side. You cook them on one side, and then you flip them, and you add cheese. And the latest one that we're doing right now is this guy right here. This is a 3-pepper Colby Jack. It's got habaneros in it. It's amazing. It's super spicy. It's got enough kick with the habanero in the cheese that like you almost don't need the salsa verde, which is a little blasphemous, I know, but we still put it on because it's amazing. So after you got your meat done, your tortillas, you get that spicy cheese because I'm Mexican, then you get some nice salsa verde. And lastly, some pico. And if you go through pico too fast like we do, we do actually end up buying pre-made pico at the store just because of the sheer volume that we eat. Like we can't make it all the time. We just eat it too fast. So we buy it pre-made sometimes so that we always have some because we'd rather have pico than not, even if it's not the freshly made stuff. So there you go. That's how you should make a taco. Flank steak, marinate it, prep it once a week so you have it throughout the week. Tortillas, the spicy 3-pepper habanero jack. You make the pico, which is tomato, cilantro, onion, a serrano pepper if you want to be spicy, a little bit of lime, and then salsa verde. That's just tomatillos, onions, and a little bit of garlic, some water, and you blend it up. It's so good. It's so good. So that's how you should make your tacos. Don't ever use ground seasoning. Don't ever use ground beef. That's like a Navajo taco. Totally different. All right. Totally different. So I hope this helps you. I hope you go and make some tacos this weekend and you enjoy your life. And I was told you would like me to end this with, you might get hit by a stick. Bye.
Take a moment to process what just happened. Wow.
Okay. First of all, I feel like his eyes just like stared like lasers through my body at the end.
I heard you wanted to make some tacos, Jody. What are you using? Are you using store-bought seasoning? Oh my God.
We buy pico de gallo because we buy pico because of the sheer volume at which we consume. How much pico are they eating in a
Honestly,
week?
Here's the thing.
Sheer volume?
What I'm getting from this video is that they only consume tacos in that family.
That's the only thing they eat in the house.
And also, meal prep. You're on Ozempic. Shut up. God. And then also get the, hey, Tony, you're doing a cameo. Get your fucking kid out of the room. Screaming the whole time.
How about
the
get
back
the back. Hair off your body? Okay, John.
You're
yes.
cooking. Wait, sorry, John. Go ahead. John has his hand raised.
I'm really, I wanted to get let you guys have your moment like of cooling down off that.
Yeah.
Who is that? Who is that?
He's a person that I originally thought was, I was like, oh, McKelty married a trans person. That's great. And Jody's like, no, that's just a man with long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's McKelty's husband.
Yes. John, you were also so funny while that was happening. You're like peeking out around the side. It was very good visual.
So John, thoughts. Thoughts on him that...
Yeah, just initial thoughts.
I guess my biggest thought is like anyone has a cameo nowadays. Like, should we start cameos? Like, is someone willing to pay me $15 to talk about making tacos?
Yeah.
And then I kept watching that and I kept thinking it was going to be over. And then I looked at the little bar on the bottom and it still had a minute and a half. And I thought, what else are we going to talk about? Salsa verde.
Tony doesn't have friends because he's annoying. And so this is, he loves this. He looked forward to it all day. As a matter of fact, I think he went out to shop to make tacos. Because he had, remember he said, the sheer volume at which we consume pico in this house is, he had a little store-bought one, and then he just had just a bowl of pico, like that serving. So what I think he did was, I think he went shopping for this cameo, came back, was like, I'm going to make some homemade pico, but I'm going to show them we also buy to-go pico. Like, this was a presentation he planned out. He had a fresh package of cheese. Just by chance, a cameo gets ordered asking about tacos, and he has all the brand new fixins.
I don't think this family eats anything other than tacos. Like, this is becoming an obsession. And we're coming up on McKelty and Tone. No, we're coming up on Madison's wedding. But next season we'll be in McKelty's and Tony's wedding. And he is so obsessed with the tacos.
Yeah, well, then they must be poor because that package of Boar's Head shredded cheese, shredded Kobe Jack, he says. Not Kobe Jack.
That's his secret, too.
Habaneros.
What did we learn about making tacos here specifically? Because
you mean the Navajo way? What was that?
He said that if you use ground beef and taco seasoning, that's a Navajo taco, which... I live in Arizona, and I've had a Navajo taco, and I wouldn't say that. That's like white people tacos, if it's like, isn't it?
Yeah,
like the ground beef taco seasoning. He's making
tacos.
Steak.
Careful,
no, he said he was making steak
guys.
Tacos.
I think we need to be careful. I don't see color. I don't know what you guys are talking about. All tacos look the same to me.
I grew up with the ground beef with taco seasoning. You pour the water in. Of you put course. It in the hard shell.
Yep. Yeah.
If you're lucky, you toast the hard shell.
Yeah. Also, did you notice that halfway through he goes, because I'm Mexican? And it's like, we fucking know that you're Mexican. You only mention it every time you open your mouth to talk.
And then he wrapped up his whole cooking segment on like the Today Show with then recapping the entire recipe for salsa verde. He's like, so for the tacos, you get the meat. You got the pico, you got the tortillas, you got the salsa verde, which is a combination of water, green pepper. Like, it goes through the whole list.
I actually would have liked a more, like, an actual recipe. With all that time, you could have thrown that stuff in the blender, show me that salsa verde.
He's not putting that in a blender, please. Ew, look how much hair he had to blow out.
And was like, well, and then we're going to add the salsa verde. It's like
the salsa verde might be homemade. Jar. Yeah, that looks like it was. But like, also he's like, Colby Jack cheese. It has that extra spice. Yeah. Colby Jack cheese? What?
What are you? Oh, he goes up to that.
Colby Jack cheese has no spice.
It has no spice, but he said you can add some habaneros in it.
Someone said habanero, and that was pretty good.
Oh wait, hold on, you guys. This is what she did. I just called him she. This is what he did. Obviously, he went to the deli counter, right? First of all, money's good. They're rolling it on their Patreon because again, he's buying Boar's Head. Okay, this isn't like Land O' Lakes. And he gets, I guarantee you, this is it. He goes, can I mix half Kobe cheese and half habanero Jack cheese? And they mix and shred it for him.
Ooh, a little extra.
There's no mix habanero Kobe Jack. I don't believe
someone
it.
Mixes that. You think he's getting hand mixed cheese blends? Damn.
What was that package?
What else is he doing during the day?
He can afford Boar's Head. I mean, he's a fucking Rockefeller in my eyes. Amanda actually with the mole, bringing this full circle. Remember,
Rockefeller.
You were upset.
Spent $500
on deli meats, Boar's Head, and he left it.
I got $500 on deli. God, I guess I have a lot of catching up to do.
You need to listen to the Feelin' Hot, Hot, Hot episode, and it will all make sense.
Where is that located? On this one, the other one, the other one, the other one? Where am I looking for that? You guys have about 50 million.
I think it's on Love to Hate Everything. It's on the free feed. So if you search Feelin' Hot, 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 unless you're not subscribed, Josh, with us, which I feel like you're not.
Which is totally fine. Oh my God, Jean, this was just, I mean, if anything's a chef's kiss, that would be Tony cooking his tacos. Oh my God.
Guys, that was a clip of Amanda singing. We could listen to Amanda singing.
Do it again.
I'm video recording it. Was that choreo not?
Production was so janky.
I have a lump in my throat. I want to cry.
Amanda is one of the most talented singers ever.
This conversation needs to end now.
It's true.
Shut up. Anyway, let's finish out Brown Town. I'm gonna wrap it up.
Okay.
Really quickly. Nothing. I mean, that was really the big event, but Mary's just on like an apology tour or something, or on
Who are those boys with her? Those men.
Do you think they're hot?
Well, the one on the right looks 11, so no. The one on the left. It's too far away for me to tell. I can't.
No, Mary face-tuned the entire photo because Hunter does look like a fetus, and he's like 25.
Okay.
And Hunter can get it. Famously, Hunter. If you ask anyone on our chat, Hunter can get it.
Oh. Okay.
But she's on this whole. She's posted all of these pictures with Joelle.
Is that Joelle? Like,
this is all. Oh wait. Oh,
I hate you.
I honestly forgot that I put that.
Oh my God.
I did not.
I hope that cat murdered it. Just pulled one of its
high five
tentacles off. Is Howie off. The crab gone now? Or
God, I hope no. so.
She lives on.
Really?
Oh yeah. Wait, Howie really died?
No.
Oh,
she lives on.
No, I thought it had because didn't. Anyway,
she molted.
Oh, because it's cruel to keep your food alive and start treating it like a pet.
Jody, people in our comments do not like when you
put it out of its misery. My God, just put down the garbage disposal. It's all like
wow.
Jesus.
Jody
she
obviously
bought this
needs
crab
a break.
At the grocery store and kept it alive. That's outrageous.
Oh, that's where she, I didn't know the whole
thing. No, that is not what happened. She got it from like a breeder.
What? A breeder?
I can't believe there's crab
breeders.
It's
like a special crab. Oh, it's like a blue crab.
The breeder called the ocean? Like the breeder.
I'm not participating in this hatred of Howie. God. Here's Christine with a fucking shovel and holding her stupid plexus and like, hey, look at me. Oh, God. Like, both her and Janelle are not doing anything online. But here's more of Mary and fucking Joelle. Go away.
Mary just needs to date a woman.
Where are they in Arizona? Because that looks like
Flagstaff. Oh, no, wait. Like, no, they live in... Wait, sorry. I'm trying to get
I just had a seizure.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't catching the picture.
Someone was saying that they saw them, I think, at Chandler Mall or something. I could have sworn.
Yeah, they go probably Scottsdale. I don't know. Cody and Robin often go to Scottsdale Fashion Square and like rack up Janelle's credit card.
I often go to Scottsdale Fashion Square. So should I be like posted up?
You should.
Well, I mean, Obviously, how often are they there? If someone
Like,
if someone
upset.
Finds out, like, live, like, if someone finds out that they're there, like, message me and I'll go there. I will go. I'll find them.
Okay, so then what will you do, though?
Oh, I don't know. What do you want me to do?
Were you just holding up a knife in your hand when you just said that?
Oh, it's my vape pen.
You were like,
what do you do?
What do you want me to do? Should I punch Cody? I don't, what do you?
No.
Just kind of touch him and see what he does back.
Yeah. I think you'd confuse him because you're like a fabulous gay man. And I think he would be like, oh, I'm cool with gays.
Yep.
I'm totally cool with gays.
Yep.
I'll be like, I'm your biggest fan. Your pecs and abs are amazing.
Six pack abs.
I lust over you, Cody. I lust over you.
And Robin would be like,
Robin would be like, my name is, I'm an ally. I'm like a really good ally.
Hit on him. People are telling me to hit on him. And
I feel like you would definitely, like,
lean in. As John once said, Amanda and I.
I'm going to just tell you, I'm pretty good. Cody would want this, but I don't want that. I don't want Cody.
I was going to say, in your own great words, John, once talking to Amanda on, I think, your Being Matt episode.
He looks like his
dick.
Do
you think if we were to meet, Amanda would try to make out with me and I would resist? Ooh. But then I would just lean into, like, I would just
fall into
it.
I'm still waiting that's what for happened that. With Cody. I'm excited. I'm hoping for.
The one time we met in person, we had like this awkward hug. Like, should we hug? Should I?
Right.
Let's hug.
The record, we exchanged more body fluid that night than like we ever would if anything were to have happened.
Yeah,
what
Joan,
kind
we did
of
the
body
one,
fluids.
We
did.
We did the one chip challenge like on a Facebook Live. You can like find it.
Mid COVID, mind you.
Mid peak COVID. Shared this extra large vanilla milkshake that her daughter brought home for us. And we're like, what the fuck is this milkshake? We don't
Who
want
gets
this
vanilla
milkshake,
milkshake, right?
Yeah. And then through the one chip challenge, we're both like,
we had like two spoons, one straw. It was like, I think at one point I like bellowed for my kids. I was like, get the milk. Like,
open it. Open!
What's taking so long? I remember we were doing a Facebook Live and people were genuinely concerned. They're like, maybe you should get help, you guys.
Probably.
Okay. I think our edibles are kicking in, Amanda.
Oh, it's kicked. I have to go grocery shopping after this, which is the worst. It's the worst way to go grocery shopping is when you're stoned, because I'm just going to be like standing in the aisles like granola.
You're going to freeze up like you did. Like you did during our discussion. Just...
I totally will.
You have to go back and watch it. It's hilarious.
My mom and Ron are coming over for brunch tomorrow. Where really the reason they're coming is to carry down the lower half of my Christmas tree down to the basement.
They just don't know it yet.
No, they know. Oh, they know. We've planned the whole thing around. And then we're going to rent Anatomy of a Fall, I think.
Anatomy of a Fall. Is that with the two chicks on top of the pole?
It's an Oscar movie.
Oh.
No. I want to, if we're wrapping up here, I want to do a 1 minute push for people subscribing to our YouTube because we are going to be doing this. Amanda and I will be doing this on Monday, same time as you guys usually do it at 3:30, but you have to be subscribed to our YouTube. So copy and paste it or whatever you want to do, do it right now. You're already on YouTube, I think. So do it, babies, please. Or else you'll miss out on all this hot
action. Hot goss. And maybe Jody, can you pop in like a couple times maybe?
Yes.
Join us? Yeah.
I don't want to invite myself, anywhere. But I want to. No.
Oh, you can do it literally anytime. And Jody will still be on Patreon, our Sister Wives, Catfishing Fallout, TRP. We just did Daria and we're doing 6 Feet Under this week. Follow us on Instagram. And... yeah, smash that like, you guys. Come on. It's the off season. We need that engagement.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that's it. Oh, we got a new subscriber. Tweets it.
We're all just like losing it. Hey, everyone have a great weekend. Thanks for watching. Go subscribe everything. Pod in the City.
Thank you, Joan, for joining us. And we'll me and John will be on Monday, regular time, same time as today. And it'll be a nice, smooth transition.
All right, let's see if Wally gets up when you say we're all adults. Bye.
All adults. All right.
Bye-bye. We're always doing it. Bye.
Bye, guys. Well, guys, it's been a blast. Thank you so much for joining us today on our We Love to Hate Everything channel. Please do not forget to hit that subscribe button. Give us a like or even a comment. And click on that bell if you want notifications, because you never know when we might pop up and go live. Please check out our other two podcasts on Patreon, where we snark on even more TV, movies, and pop culture. We got Total Request Podcast, that's patreon.com/trpod. And We Love to Hate TV, patreon.com/lovetohateTV. Thanks again, and we will see you next time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.